This call is being recorded.
And so, beloved family, we are welcomed into this perfect moment. I ask you to take one deep cleansing breath as we begin. For this is the breath of life, the breath of love, the first and eternal gift from Source. Here now we focus our attention on the threefold flame within our heart. The golden flame in the center is our eternal connection to Source, activated with every heartbeat, and the golden thread that rises from it connects us to the central sun. See this golden flame grow and expand to encompass the entire physical form and all your higher mental bodies. The pink flame, which represents the feminine aspect, and the blue flame, which represents the masculine aspect, come together in perfect harmony and balance, dancing together to create the violet flame. Picture the violet flame growing and expanding to encompass the entire physical form and all your higher mental bodies. As you picture this for yourself, know that you activate these energies within every human heart, rising up, raising up into perfect unity. Now, visualize yourself holding your arms out to your sides. This is the diameter of your tube of light. A beautiful, seamless pillar of white light, which keeps you protected and insulated from this moment on. Visualize beloved Saint Germain and his violet flame inside your tube of light. Feel the love, the power, the purity all around you. Breathe it in. Visualize the violet flame outside your tube of light for added protection. We now call upon beloved Archangel Michael and his sword of blue flame. This brilliant blue and powerful sword of truth. Feel how it fits your hand perfectly. Bring it to your heart chakra. Set your intention. Raise it up. Swing it around your head and down around your entire body and two times under your feet. Feel how the violet flame consumes and transmutes all these energies you have released. Feel the freedom you have achieved. We also ask the beloved Goddess of Purity to hold space in all these areas until our ascension process is complete. Now, take a moment. Look down your tube of light. It is bottomless. It continues down into Gaia, inner Earth, and connects you to the crystalline energetic structure of Mother Earth. Now, look above you. See your tube of light. It is never ending, reaching high into the heavens and connects you to the crystalline energetic structure around the earth and onward to the galactic central sun. And now we say, thank you, beloved mighty I Am Presence, for this tube of light, which keeps me invincible, invincible, and invulnerable to all negative creation, and keeps me free now and forevermore until I am sealed in the eternal freedom of my ascension. And we thank thee, it is done by the power and might of 1,000 suns, for the light of God never fails. The light of God never fails. The light of God never fails. And the mighty I Am Presence is that light.
Now, remaining in your tube of protective white light, focus on your breathing as you take several deep breaths, just focusing on relaxing and letting go, becoming more and more centered within yourself. Just let the outside world drift away, let the three-dimensional illusion just be that, simply an illusion, and just let yourself fall more and more deeply within yourself. Take a deep breath now, breathing in the light. And exhale out any tension, stress, negativity of any kind. Just let that go out gently with the exhalation of your breath. Take another deep breath now, breathing in the light. And exhale out any darkness. One more time, breathe in the light. And exhale out the darkness. Now I'm going to count down from 5 to 1. And with each descending number, just let yourself fall more and more deeply into complete relaxation. Know that this is not hypnosis. You're not going to lose control. You will always be in control, you as your conscious knowing self. 5, 4, 3. Falling deeper and deeper into complete relaxation. Simply letting go. 2, and 1. Deeply relaxed. Being completely centered within yourself. Now focus your attention in your etheric body and become aware of your chakra centers, those wheels of force. The 9 chakra centers that have become activated and reactivated within all of you. Pay particular attention to the alignment of the chakras along your spinal cord, starting from just below your feet all the way up through the top of your head and up. Focus now on the Earth Star Chakra, just below your feet. That chakra, that center that connects to Gaia, is your grounding point to Gaia. So whenever you find yourself walking barefoot or touching the earth in some way with your feet, know that this is the center that is grounding you. Not the root chakra, like many have always thought, but it is the Earth Star Chakra. See that as a deep earth brown color. And moving up to the root chakra, see that as a deep ruby red color. Moving up to the next, orange. The next, in the solar plexus, yellow, to the heart center, deep blue-green, The high heart center has also become reactivated. Magenta. To the throat area, sky blue. To the third eye in the middle of the forehead, purple or indigo. The crown chakra at the top of the head, gold or violet or silver. And then finally, soul star chakra just above your head. See that as a brilliant white color. Now, as you look at all of the chakra centers and their respective alignment and each of the colors of the chakra, focus on raising the intensity of the color in each of the chakra centers. Raise the intensity as high as you can, knowing as you are doing so, you are raising the vibration within your etheric body. And as you raise the vibration in your etheric body, you're also raising the vibration in your astral and physical body as well. And your physical body, the glands within your physical body that are each associated with those energy centers, those chakra centers, raises that vibration in those glands as well, which brings balance into your body in those, in all of those areas. And this exercise, these experiences are always about balance, bringing balance into your life, balance between your physical, emotional, and energy body, your physical, your astral, and your etheric body. All about bringing balance. Now, just as you, in your earlier part of this meditation, you raised the violet flame, focus on that now as well, surrounding your etheric body, as well as your astral and your physical body. It is all together now. You have not yet left your physical form. Feel the vibration of the violet flame all around you, surrounding, engulfing your body in this flame, this violet flame that is now purging out all of the old programming that is no longer needed for this ascension process that you are in. As you are moving through this transition, the programs that you have been living for lifetime after lifetime after lifetime are more and more fading away. As you become aware of those various programs, knowing especially that they are indeed just that, programs. And if you know that they are programs, you can deprogram them anytime you want to. It is up to you. You can live within the program, or you can find yourself moving out of the program once and for all. You do not need external sources to do so. It is all internal, as you've been hearing more and more. This is an inside job. Now see that violet flame expanding out further and further away from your physical body. Still surrounding your physical body, your astral and etheric body, but see it spreading further and further and further out, encompassing, engulfing whatever area you are finding yourself in, which as it is engulfing this in the violet flame, it is also purging out that particular area that you are in, making it more and more pristine, free of negative energy. This violet flame eliminates, purges out all negative energies. So not only the old programming, but also negative energies. And you can always use the violet flame as you can use many other devices or tools that you have been given over a period of time, such as crystals and other tools that you have been given to always ward off any negative attacks, any negative energies of any kind. Now, let yourselves, or rather, let your chakra centers, all of them, come together now, merge together into your soul star chakra, still being within the violet flame, but merge it all up into the soul star chakra, creating now your light body, your Merkaba light vehicle, Merkaba light body. And your conscious knowing self now move into that Merkaba, as if you were moving into a small ship of light. Now, as a being of light, let yourself rise up now, leaving your physical form behind. But notice the violet flame has expanded out further and further, even though you consciously did not pursue that. Know that it continues to expand and expand as you move up further and further away from your physical form, higher and higher up into the sky, through the clouds. Feel the sunlight, the intense sunlight on you as you move up. And you pass the Earth's atmosphere now. Become aware of the planets of the solar system, all of the millions of ships, and the sun, especially the sun, the solar sun, that is beinged by a solar logos. And this solar logos has determined that this eclipse, this time that is to occur in your next day, tomorrow, this eclipse is something extra special. It is coinciding with the one that happened a few years ago, 5 years ago, 7 years ago at this point. It is all coinciding, all coming together as one. A culmination, if you will, from the previous eclipse, the solar eclipse. And this solar eclipse, just as the one previous to this, is opening various portals into this world, into this three-dimensional realm. But it is not to occupy the three-dimensional realm, but rather the fourth and higher dimension here. So feel the energy. Take yourself forward one day and see, visualize the eclipse, the solar eclipse as it occurs. Even if just for a few moments, watch as the moon moves across the sun and darkens to the earth, creating what you would call a shadow. But as the shadow moves past, as the moon moves past now, the light comes forward. The breakthrough of light. This is what is symbolizing. The breakdown first, and then the breakthrough. The breakthrough of intense light. And see that intense light now. Feel that intense light coming through as the moon shifts past the sun. And the light returns to the earth. Feel and know that the earth and all of life on the earth is being bathed by this new higher light. And this is a higher light that is coming through now, which has been decreed by the solar logos that this should be. That this should be an opening, a new gateway, an opening into higher levels of consciousness, higher vibrational frequency coming through. And know that after this occurs, there will be a shift, a change in the atmosphere. Many of you that do have the eyes to see and the ears to hear and the feelings for it, that you will experience a heightened energy charge, a charge that comes through this central sun of this solar system, which is originating from the central sun of the galaxy. All is coinciding, all is coming together. The universal plan is playing itself out here for Earth, for Gaia, for the people of Gaia, for the collective consciousness of Gaia. Feel that energy now. See that blinding light. For after the eclipse has happened and you look at the sun, it will appear so much brighter to you than it had previously. This is how you will know that a great shift has occurred as a result of this. Now, notice that the violet flame has completely surrounded the earth, engulfed the earth, engulfed Gaia, and is purging out now all of the old three-dimensional illusionary realm, all of the old programming, to be replaced, to be born again, if you will, into the new, higher age, higher frequency vibration age of the fifth dimension and beyond here on Gaia. See, Gaia herself, as Mother Nature, see the results of this purge of the old and the birth of the new. A new light coming in and merging with the violet flame now. The light and the violet flame coming together, coalescing, if you will. Creating a new higher vibration. All of you that are ready, all of you that are moving through this ascension process and aware of moving through this process, will feel this higher light, higher energy. Know that you will. Some will experience various sensations in their bodies. And know that as you do, this is what is occurring. Now let yourselves begin to find your way back to your physical forms, coming back with your astral and etheric body, back with your Merkaba light vehicle. Come back and merge with your physical form. But bring that sense of higher light, higher vibrational frequency, higher consciousness back in with you. Feel yourself being enlivened and enlightened by this higher light now that you are experiencing prior to the great eclipse that you will experience in the next day. Come back now into a complete state of consciousness and circulation, fully revitalized and refreshed. And I am Saint Germain. I come to be with you at this time, in this auspicious time, in this momentous time that you are approaching now. Not so much just for the eclipse that is about to happen, the solar eclipse, but because of the shift, the change that is coming over all of you. All of you that are ready. All of you that have been preparing and working, moving ahead in this time frame, in this timeline that you have created. And yes, indeed, you have all created, as a collective consciousness here on the planet, you have created a new timeline that is diverging from the old biblical timeline, the old prophecy timeline of Armageddon and destruction. That is not to be, as you have heard many times now, as we have been telling you this, guiding you along the path, along this new transition into this new timeline. Know that you have been chosen for this and chose yourself to be a part of this, a part of this new higher light expression. And know that after the solar eclipse tomorrow, you will feel this new higher light expression. You will feel the light. You will feel the intenseness, the vibration in the air itself. And those of you that are attuned mostly to nature will feel it in nature itself, as if nature has awakened further. You will feel it in the breeze through the trees. You will feel it in the birds that are flying overhead. You will feel it in the touch of the grasses on your feet and the flowers that are blooming everywhere. For this is the beginning of spring. Spring in this area of the country. You will feel it in the air. Feel it on your skin. Know this as you experience this, as this becomes more and more attuned to you, and you attuned to it, attuned to the higher expression coming through this, the solar sun of this solar system. A gateway opening up and allowing these new higher energies to come through. Again, bathing the earth, bathing all of life here, and a precursor to the great solar flash that is, as of yet, still approaching this world. As always, my friends, trust in the process. Trust in the process within yourselves as you are moving further and further along through this transition that is taking you, each and every one of you, further and further within yourselves and further away from the old illusion of the third dimension. Know more and more and more as those things develop around you in the external world, within the illusion. Know that it is actually just that, an illusion. And more you become aware of that, the more and more you become awake to that, that it is simply an illusion, then you find yourself more and more not being attuned to that illusion, not being trapped in that illusion any longer in the old programming. Trust that the old programming is fading away more and more. And the more that you trust that, the more it shall be so. Not only for you as individuals, but for you as a collective as well. All of those that are ready to awaken to who they are a part of this transition now and will indeed move through this ascension process and into their full ascension themselves. I am Saint Germain, and I leave you now in peace and love and oneness. And that you continue to move forward, always moving forward, always stepping forward, not backward any longer. And if you find yourself slipping every once in a while, just remember that you have the violet flame, that you have the light within you and around you, and it is always protecting you, as well as all of those of your guides and the angels and the archangels and the galactics that are all there working through, for, and through this ascension process for you. Trust. Continue to trust in yourself. Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Hum. Greetings to one who serves here. Shoshana is here, and we are ready to entertain your questions if you have them.
I have a question.
Thank you.
Yes, we are here.
Okay. You said that you're the ascended masters, and you ascended to your current positions because you were once like us trying to ascend. And I'm just wondering if you had to go through the same kind of tests and trusting as we are right now.
Well, certainly, just as all of you have attachments at various points in your lives and in lifetimes previous to this, we also had those attachments. But that is what mastership is all about, is mastering the attachments, mastering the letting go of the old programming. And this is what we have been working with all of you to do here, is to work through the old programming, to let it go more and more and more, and to learn to go with the flow. And as you do that, the programming and the attachments just begin more and more to fade away, and you become aware of just how simple life can be if you are free of the attachments that have held you down to this third dimensional illusion for so long. It is time now for all of you to move beyond that third dimensional illusion, beyond the old matrix, to become, as we have said many times, to become the Neos from the Matrix movie. Very much a symbology of what is occurring through this transition that you are in. So yes, indeed, we were there, we did that, we've done that, and as we have said many times, we would not go back and do it again, though. But we are not you. You are ones that have indeed done this before, been there, done this before, and will likely turn around at some point, maybe not right away, but at some point turn around and go back and do it all over again. We know that you say no, not ever again, but we will see. Shoshana, do you have something you add here?
We only have a few words to add, if we may add, dear brother.
Of course, anytime.
One who serves has given you a complete answer. We will just add that there is no free lunch. Namaste.
Very good. Very good. We will remember that. There is no free lunch. Wonderful. Would there be any other questions?
Yes, I have a question. I have a question. Looking forward to this wonderful eclipse tomorrow and my birthday and everything. They're telling us, of course, put your glasses on. Don't look for a split second at the sun for any amount of time whatsoever. I don't know if that's true. Now, I'm wondering how much we should or should not. I'm going to be there. I'm going to be out there in the woods. It's going to be a 93% in my area. So how much should we or should we not actually look directly at that eclipse as it's going by?
We will tell you that it is a scientific fact that it would not be good for the physical eyes to look directly at this as it is occurring, if it is a full eclipse from where you are. But also understand that you can view this through your third eye, which has become opened in all of you in many respects. So that is how you can view this. But more importantly than viewing it, feel it, as we have been prompting you to do here in these last two calls here, the last 2 weeks here. We have been prompting you to feel it, to experience it deep within yourself. That is how you, those of you, the light workers, more so the light warriors, will be able to experience this at a higher level here than the general population. Okay, Shoshana, do you have something you add here?
We will just add one thing. May we add their sister?
Yes, please.
Happy birthday.
thank you. I'm going to guess then that we could almost just lay out there and close our eyes and let it just, you know, take us over. Do you think that's a good idea?
That is correct, yes.
Well, thank you. Okay, thank you, Shoshana.
Yes.
Would there be other questions here?
Yes, I have a question.
Yes.
It's regarding sound vibrations. They say that 432 hertz is a is the frequency that we should be at. We should be listening to keep our vibrations at a good level, I guess, and that the sounds were changed by the dark forces to get off of that good frequency. Like if they put it, up to 440 hertz, and that they also provided us with 5G phones, which also interrupts that calm hertz, the calm sound vibration that we listen to. Is there? Do you have anything to talk about that? Is that true? This is what I was reading about. So, is that true? Do you know about sound hertz?
We will speak about the 5G and then ask Shoshana to speak about the hertz, as you are saying here, as she is the musical one here more so. But we speak about the 5G in terms of technology. Technology can be either used for what you would call good or bad, for the light or for the dark, you see. So it is not the 5G itself, it is what is behind that. Just as the vibration that is brought about by those of the dark forces is a negative vibration to those who would feel it, whether it is sound or whatever type of vibration it brings, you see. And it can be very harmful to those that are not ready for it. Now, we would say here that the 5G, as you are experiencing, or that is being pushed to be brought out more and more, can be harmful to those who are not ready for it, who have not raised their own vibration. You see, because the lower vibration of this 5G, even though it is higher somewhat than the 4G before it and the 3G before that and so on and so on, it is harmful to, again, those who are not ready to receive that type of vibration. Now, if your vibration is high within yourself, it matters not what the dark forces tend to bring about. if they are trying to bring about sickness and disease and all of these things, there is nothing that can harm you if your vibration is high enough. So focus not on what they are doing, but what you can do within yourself to raise your vibration and keep it high. See? And Shoshana.
We can share on this. May we share, dear sister?
Yes, please.
Yes, dear sister, it is true that the musical instruments that are present in the Western culture of the United States have been downgraded, retuned, so that the natural vibration, the natural sound have been inhibited. Now we will ask you, does a lion roar in 432 hertz or 440 hertz? Does a bird chirp in 432 or 440? How does nature do it? So we will just answer that all of the natural sounds, including your voice, have a natural vibration, a natural hertz to the vibration. So that if it is modified, your own vibration is modified because it is listening to something foreign, you see. This goes all the way to digitizing music. Many of the sounds that are beautiful that the ear once heard are taken out of the digitized music. And many who follow this really just prefer vinyl, prefer a record player and a record, because this has not been modified, you see. We will also tell you that great orchestras in places like the country of Russia do not conform to the musical instruments in your Western culture. They are natural. So that the experience of a great orchestra that is tuned correctly is far above and away, reaching the heart quicker and faster and more expansive than those instruments that have been modified. So yes, indeed, it has been modified so that you cannot hear it any longer. So we suggest that if you are searching for music, you search for the measurement that is the natural one. Namaste.
And we would add here, just think about the difference you feel within yourself when you are listening to the classical music, the melodic classical music that resonated within you. And then the difference between that and the what you would call the hard rock music, there is also the term acid rock and these types of things, or the rap music, those various types that tended to lower vibration as much as they could, you see. Just know how you feel the difference there.
Okay, thank you.
Yes, would there be other questions here?
Yeah, I have a question. Is it okay?
Yes.
But forgive me if this has been answered at one point, but I got calls this week from friends that just kind of disturbed me that they're putting preparations for candles, that they're saying no electricity is going to be available, the computer will be gone, it might be 3 days of darkness. And basically instilled in me a sense that I may not be prepared the way I'm supposed to be, shortage of food and the money market being affected. Can you sort of review it a bit in case, kind of not sure what to expect now that I've got these phone calls from my loving friends? It just instilled some anxiety in me. I wonder if you could throw some light on how seriously different will be things after tomorrow or subsequently.
It's going to be different over tomorrow.
Do you remember in your Y2K when they did everything they could to spread fear, saying that if the clocks were going to all be wrong, the computers were going to be need to reset, and everything was going to fall apart? And what happened? Nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing. Now, we're not going to say that they will not attempt to create some chaos, because their belief is creating chaos as much as they can, order out of chaos. So they create chaos, they being the dark forces, create chaos, and then are the ones to turn around and bring order from that chaos, making everybody think that they are so wonderful because they brought everything back, you see. So they may attempt to do so. We're not going to say one way or the other whether they are going to, because it is as of yet not written in stone here, because there are competing forces that are working here. There are those of the dark forces, the dark hats, as you call them, and there are those of the forces of light, or the white hat alliance, that is countering everything that the dark forces are attempting to do and have been attempting to do. So we cannot say one way or the other how it is going to be or what it is going to be, but we can tell you that if you keep your vibrations high, it matters not what they attempt to do, you see. So those that have the eyes to see and the ears to hear will still feel, as we have been encouraging you to do, to feel the high vibration, the light coming through, feel it moving through your body, feel it, experience it as a wonderful spiritual event here, and that is how you will experience it. But there will be those that will experience it because they have been inundated with fear here over this process, that they will feel it in that way as well. You see?
Mm-hmm.
So, Shana, do you have something you add here?
We will add, may we add a perspective, dear sister.
Yeah, please.
Dear sister, there are many on this call that remember when they did not have computers. They remember when they did not have a cell phone. See, there has been a great amount of programming going on so that the human being that exists today in modern culture is addicted to those things. So much so that without them, great fear sets in. You must remember driving in a car and not having a phone. You must remember going to a library to research something because there was no computer access. There was none of that, you see. And you must remember that when it got dark outside, people went to bed. They just rested and they rose with the sun. There are so many things that have been artificially thrust upon your populations that thinking about doing without them is terrifying. But it is not. It is the way it was. People existed far before any of these things even came into being, you see. So just remember that. As far as being prepared, we will just say it does not hurt to have some extra food. As a matter of fact, we believe that most people have so much food in their homes that they could exist for a month without ever going to the grocery store. They may not have their favorites available to them, but they have food. And it does not hurt to have some water, and it does not hurt to have a flashlight. But do not be concerned that without a computer, without a cell phone, you will cease to exist, you see. That is just programming. Namaste.
Very good.
Thank you. Thank you.
We take one more question. If there is, then we need to release channel. Any further question? Nothing more? Then Shoshana, again, do you have anything you would close us out with here?
Well, we will just remind, everyone that you are existing in a false reality, that all the things that are foisted upon you are not really the natural way of Gaia, the natural way of Earth. It is meant to control you. And the greatest control that exists on your planet is the emotion of fear. So if you can be awakened to or instilled with fear, you will panic. You will not really understand that a false reality has been foisted upon you. So be of good cheer. Open your heart to love, compassion, and understanding. And do not buy into the idea of fear. Namaste.
Very good. And we just simply say to, again, experience the light expression, experience the breakthrough, as Saint Germain gave earlier in his message, the breakthrough that occurs after a breakdown, the breakthrough of the light, the breakthrough of the higher energy, higher vibrational frequency. Feel it, experience it, and you will have a much more special experience through this eclipse tomorrow. Shanti, peace be with you. Be the one. Mm-hmm.